He also had a personal plea to the church. He said in verse 21, "But that you may also know my affairs and how I am doing, Tychicus, my beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make all things known to you." And that came through in the letters that we got back from those that have gone out, is that they sent a strong desire that we would remember them and not forget that they're out there, and they really desire to hear from home on a very regular basis. So what we did is we started a Facebook account. It's run by John and Mel, and it's a closed group from the church here at Hessen. And we are asking you to volunteer to go to John, join that group on Facebook. This is a play now. Join that group on Facebook. And then as you go through your daily lives, paint your house, buy a new car, the things that you wouldn't necessarily think to send to the other side of the planet, those are the things that they've asked us. They want to know how we're doing. What are you doing? And Hannah and Janice sent us a video here. I'll play shortly that shows what they're doing. And the effort is to keep that personal connection between them and the church here. Why don't we watch this video? We'll start with Hannah and Jen. I'll just maybe read their letter while he's figuring that out. Life has become a normal routine of school in the mornings, homework, and study in the afternoons. Jan and I started level 3 in Kimar on Thursday. In levels 1 and 2, we are focused on speaking and understanding. Now we are starting to learn to read and write. And if you children think about that, how many of you are in grade 1 and grade 2? Well, Hannah and Janice are in kindergarten, grade 1 and grade 2 over there. It's really made us feel like we're back in first grade on Friday when our teacher handed out notebooks and writing practice, complete with letters to trace. But it's fun. Well, so far at least. Please join us in prayer for more workers to join our team. With some upcoming transitions, there are roles that are not yet filled. Also pray for clear minds, for language study, and for health and energy. Will you pray with us against the spiritual darkness in our community? It is something we encounter every single day. Your support means so much to both of us. And this is a clip that we pulled out of the entire story, but they mentioned that more than once, is that the church wouldn't forget about them over there. And so this is our first effort to close that gap. Give it another shot there, John, see what happens. One thing I want to do after church, and I'll give you a little bit of a heads up, after the service, I'm going to go on my messenger, and you can think about things that you would like to tell them, but between the service and fellowship meal and all that, I'm just going to come around and I'll get your attention before I turn on the camera. But if you have something you'd like to say back to them, I'll make a video here and then we'll put it on Facebook and send it back to them. They're anxiously anticipating that. We have a letter here from Jake and Sherry. We need the prayers. We need the prayers so much right now. We are struggling with what we would like to share, though. We have a prison service next weekend, and we have a banquet on the 26th. Please pray for us as a team. We have felt an intensity in the battle again with the new season beginning. Also pray for us as we are seeking God for his direction as to whether we should stay on the team for the 2019 year or if we should be finished ending this year. We will give a tour. We will have a tour going to the East Coast mid-end of June. And there's another family in our church that goes out into dark places to preach the gospel. And I would like to, after I'm done reading these letters, I'm going to ask for people to pray for them. So if someone could kind of set that in their mind to pray for Jake and Sherry this morning, and for Chan and Hannah. I have a letter here from David. I wonder if I didn't delete that email. Oh my. Sent that one into outer space. This is why you need each other. Never go out on a limb by yourself.
Okay, I might have to get that from now, but I think maybe you deleted it from the group.
I deleted it from the group. Well, let's just be ingenious. Well, he finds the last two letters. Let's pray for Jake and Sherry and for Hannah and Janice. Both of them spoke about warfare. Both of them spoke about the desire to be connected and have people care about them personally. Is there anybody here who would like to pray for Jake and Sherry and their family?
Father God, this morning we come to you and we call to mind your great and awesome deeds. We call to mind your strong arm. We call to mind, Father, the many times that you have proven yourself strong on behalf of those who love you and on behalf of those whom you love. So this morning, Father, as we lift Jake and Sherry and the entire Gospel Echoes team to you, the banquets and the prisons, the ministry that they do, Father, we do so with the confidence and the assurance, the understanding that your arm is not too short, that you do care, that you do pay attention, and that you lead through the fire and through the flood, and that you are always there. And I pray, Father, this morning that Jake and Sharon, their family, and the Gospel Echoes team would feel that, would call to remembrance the great and awesome deeds that you have done, would bow in adoration and worship and glorify your name in their hearts. And so would show your glory to the world and to the people that they minister to. We also, Father, ask that you go ahead of them, that by your Spirit you would go ahead of them, and that you would prepare hearts and minds to hear the gospel, to hear the message, that you would soften hearts ahead of them, so that their ministry would be fruitful, not only in the sense of morphing and shaping them into what you want them to become, but also that it would be fruitful in the sense of bringing more people to understand your love and your power, your righteousness, your hatred towards sin, and so forth. And I pray, Father, for the inmates that they minister to, that when and if they are released, Lord, that the impact that they made on them would have a long-lasting effect. Further, Lord, we just commit their family to you, their home, their place. We commit them to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you. I did get my David. I'm going to read you those letters and we'll pause and pray for David and Grace and Hannah and Janice. Letter from David. For what I am up to right now, I am in Malaysia at the base. Last week we went to a town where Abe and Leah live, which is about 2 hours from KL, where we live. It was an extraordinary trip to look for open doors for ministry for the future. We met a few new people, and we can hopefully connect with in the future to work with some or Aboriginal communities close by. This week my team will be with a new Edge team, which that is just starting. We will be going over a lot of orientation stuff and some training things with them. That will be 5 days this week. Then after that, I'm really excited to go to Cambodia, where Chan is, for 3 weeks. So that's a short excerpt from the letter, but David, too, expressed a desire to have things sent here from the church to keep him in the circle, and that we pray for him. And then from Grace. Over the past few months, I've caught a little glimpse of the spiritual battle we are in. There's a lot of darkness here in the north, and sometimes I feel like the darkness is winning. When we see people around here, around you, in circles of pain, brokenness, addictions, and death, the children caught in the middle, what chance do they have but to continue the cycle? And I am reminded that the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life. I've also met people who have found hope and healing in Jesus. People who are standing against the odds. Their strength and faith in God inspires me, and it's a flicker of light and hope across the land. And I hope that I can also stand strong and offer a bit of love and hope to those around me, knowing that in the end, God will win. One thing that has been challenging for me has been to know how to connect with the girls at Eagle Lake. Here at the guest house, a single staff team has gone from 9 to 11 people with the arrival of a new mechanic. And some designer. I have a few prayer requests here. Eagle Lake Sunday School, as we, the guest house single staff, head into Eagle Lake for Sunday school today, pray that we will communicate the love of Jesus with the kids as we share the story of Jesus' resurrection. Changes. Within the last couple weeks, we had a couple new people join the staff team as the guest house. Pray for grace and energy as we adjust to the changes. Wepakaka. Wepakaka is a fly-in community that has been in a state of crisis in the past year or so. In answer to their request for Bible teachers in their school, Morgan and Judith moved up there in February. Pray for spiritual protection for them. It is a dark community, and for wisdom for them as they interact with the students and the families. Pray that the people would turn to Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your support, and God bless you, Grace. So for Grace, I would ask if someone would like to pray for Grace, and we could ask God to turn the hearts of the people at Wepakaka from the powers of darkness to the power of God, that they would be born again. Would someone like to pray for that? We'll just line them up here. Would someone here like to pray for David in Malaysia? Wayne? And would someone like to pray for Hannah and Janice in Cambodia? Is there a sister here who would like to pray for them? Suzanne? So we have Paul, then Wayne, then Suzanne. Just start.
Heavenly Father, we praise you this morning that you are God. You're the sovereign God who oversees everything in this world. And Lord, we want to join here this morning in Jesus' name to lift up the work in the north, specifically for Grace. Lord, we know the powers of darkness are real there. There's strongholds, but you know that your power is greater. You came to deliver and set free and destroy the work of Satan. So Lord, we just want to pray right now that that true light of the gospel would shine forth in the north there. We thank you for the last few generations, how many have sacrificed and gone out to share that good news. And we think of the work of NYP right now to teach and to support the church up there with truth in the families, in the youth, and amongst the children. We pray for the time at Eagle Lake this afternoon as a Van Lode will go down there to share. Father, we just pray that those children that come would be attentive, would be sober, they did have understanding of the story of Jesus dying and rising again. We pray that the word would find lodging in those young, tender hearts and lives, help them to remember those things that they hear, and help them to realize that there is a way of deliverance, a way of escape. There's a better way of life through Jesus Christ. We pray for Grace, Lord. Just encourage her. Thank you for her trust and faith in you. And we pray that it would not waver, but give her a deeper understanding of what your will is for her and how she can serve you more effectively there in the north. A lot of her work is just with others and in the home there, but just help her to do it as unto you. And through it all, may her life be a light for you. And as families and youth come in there to visit the native families and that, we just pray that as she has some interaction with them, that she could be an example of your life. So, Father, we pray, too, for this community in the north, Wabakika, where Morgan and Julie are. Lord, we just pray that you'd hold back the powers of Satan and darkness there, that I'm not sure who all is there, but with these two girls and others that are in that community that are Christians, help them, Lord, to stand against those powers and to be a light and to bear witness of the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, as they fellowship and as they share with the youth and the children there and with the adults too, we just pray that others would see the power of the gospel effective in their lives. So we just pray that you'd help that community to be turned to Christ. That I'm not even sure if there's a regular work going on there, but Lord, just we pray that a church would be developed or revived there. I'm sure there has been churches there. We just pray you'd restore the gospel witness there. So we just commit them all to you and have your way, and may it be all to your honor and glory to build up your kingdom. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we look to you today, and our thoughts are turned in this day toward the demonstration that you gave us many years ago, where you showed the whole world how you will conquer, and how what you have said is what you have told your people whom you've created. You've told them through the ages. You have said that your word will remain forever. And many years ago you demonstrated that through the victory that you demonstrated over death at the cross at Calvary, Lord. We just ask that our thoughts would be continually, or that our goals would be set towards that, and that we don't lose focus of that, because when we lose focus of that, we see the many obstacles that seem to rise up in front of us. And we pray that for the missionaries that are abroad. We pray that for David especially. Lord, we thank you for him. We thank you for the witness that he is being for you, for the demonstration of your power that his life is. And we ask that you would keep him encouraged, and by that we would be encouraged that your word is powerful, that your ways are right and powerful. We ask that his life would be a ministry to the people around him, and a testimony not only to them, but also to us, Lord. We ask that you would give him power in seeking after you. And we know that you have told us that power lies in our own weakness. When we are weak, then we are strong in you. We ask that for him, ask that he would have complete faith in you and complete surrender to you as well. Ask this all in the precious name of your Son, Jesus.
Dear God, we lift up Hannah and Janice to you. They are a part of your kingdom, Lord, working in Cambodia. I pray that you will thank you so much for being with them, God, for the grace and that we've seen in their lives. I just pray that it would continue, that they would feel your presence and your love near them every day. I pray that you would fill their hearts and lives with your strength, and that they would always, in the pressures and the work every day that they face, that they would always rest in Jesus and the finished work of the cross and in your love for them. I pray that you continue to give them physical strength and health, and that their hearts would be full of courage to face every day. Even if it's a difficult time, I pray that courage would just fill their hearts as they look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just for a few points of interest yet. As a mission board and as a part of the extension of the church here, our desire is that we would like to raise a vision amongst all of us to enter into the harvest with those that we send out. So we're open to hearing your ideas and what you think we could do better, how we could be more effective. If you know other people that are on the mission field and are alone, we are open to bringing them into our canon of people that we love and we pray for. And to the children this morning, I would say, I've heard a bunch of you had this planned, I forget the code word for it now, but you had a plan that you want to support missionaries and do something. Here's your opportunity. You talk about it with your friends and come talk to me or someone on the board, and we'd happily include you if you want to do something for them. I know especially Hannah and Janice, they are very interested in knowing what's happening in your worlds, and they would like to talk to you and send you videos, or you send through us, we could send one of you something over. So just so you know, children, that this isn't being shot way over your head. We're inviting you to join in with your imagination. There was one couple that didn't send us a letter, and they've just recently had a new baby, and that's Tom and Grace down in Kitchener, but I have talked to them. They are involved in a lot of people's lives down there. Tom did talk about confidentiality. He wasn't sure how to necessarily talk about people who they know about their lives. And so he wasn't sure how to say that. But they do covet our prayers as well and your love. And with two little babies, they're trying to figure out how they move ahead with what they do. How do you run the streets all night with two infants? So that's something that I'd like to pray for them as when we close here. I think for this morning, we're just going to leave it with that. I'm going to close in prayer for them, and then I'll pass it over to John or whoever's next here. But if I could make one thing really clear, I was surprised actually with what they wrote to us, our missionaries, that strong desire that we wouldn't forget about them. And so, yeah, we really, it really struck a chord in my heart. So I definitely want to hear back from you to know how we can support those who labor amongst us and from here out. Let's have a closing prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. You rose from the dead early this morning to give us life, to break our chains, set us free from sin. And Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. And I just pray for Tom and Grace this morning as they find their way through the decisions they must make and how they go about it. Many people in the city of Kitchener are seeking for light, seeking for truth. Satan has put many chains on their lives. Lord, I just pray that you'd anoint them and fill their mouth, Lord, that they would speak life to the people, Lord, and that you'd sustain them, Lord. Give them wisdom and discernment to know how to live, how to walk, and how to speak into a world that seems like it's going mad. So, and for all of us here, Lord, as we minister to the people that you've put in our lives, Lord, help us to learn how to speak life. That lives would be changed, Lord. I pray for our elders and our youth leaders and other people that lead out amongst us, Lord, strengthen us, give us grace. In Jesus' name.